Billy Lee is the newest star on Bravo's TV hit series Vanderpump Rules, and she's here to talk about that and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Billy.
Hi, thank you for having me.
First of all, tell us about Vanderpump Rules on Bravo.
Well, it's a show. It originated, Lisa Vanderpump is my boss. She owns a few restaurants, but in particular, Sir Restaurant. It's about the lives of people who work at Sir Restaurant, and then it's also people who maybe quit. It still follows their lives. And yeah, Lisa is a wonderful boss. It originated from The Housewives, and it became like a spinoff. And then I joined the sixth season. It's intense, you know. Every restaurant I've ever worked at, I've been in restaurants my whole life. It's always a stressful job. So when you, you know, have a stressful job and then you add in alcohol and cameras, it's just natural drama, you know. I mean, it's what the restaurant business does to you.
How did you get involved?
I needed a job as an activist. It's really hard to make money. And I owned a restaurant 3 years ago, and I was really just exhausted, and it was really stressful for me. And so I was bought out by the owner of the building. I took a year off and traveled. And I just was like, I need a job. And I had some friends who knew Lisa's restaurants and knew Lisa. And they introduced me, and yeah, I got hired, and I started working there. And then I think like a 3 or 4 months after working there, the cameras came in. The producers were like, are you comfortable with being in front of the camera? And I said, yeah, I signed a release, and that's how it started.
What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
My work as an activist, I think it's really important to be visible. So I think I'm doing my job by working at a restaurant on TV. At the same time, personally, I need to make money. But as an activist, I think it's really important for trans people to be visible and also show people, America, the viewers, that trans people are worthy of jobs. And so I feel like I'm doing it. I'm on the board of Equality California, and I really just, you know, try to speak for my community, be there for my community, and be visible.
What is your personal commitment to LGBTQ civil rights?
You know, I'm from Indiana. I'm from a very small town, and also being in Indiana, Mike Pence, you know, our government, especially Trump, always trying to take our rights away, especially trans rights. And, you know, even the military issue, like, for trans people, that is our biggest employer, is the military. So, of course, you would want to take that away from us. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's really important for me to show that we are worthy. But the reason why I'm on the board with Equality California is because they really do fight for our rights, and they work hard. We had a board meeting yesterday, and, you know, all day, every day, they are working really hard to make sure that we are protected. Even kids in school, you know, if they change their name, like, someone needs to be there to make sure that they call them the right pronoun and use the correct name. So it's just good that we have someone there to set in these laws and really work with the politicians and get out there so we feel protected. And in California, I really do feel protected. But if you go to Indiana, it's scary. Like, they are not protected.
How do you see our LGBTQ community or any minority moving forward in this Trump administration?
Hopefully, you know, he will be out of office soon so we can move forward in that way. But, you know, every single time he tries something, we all fight and push back. And my community, the LGBT community, we've been doing this for so long. We are very powerful. So, you know, it's things like Equality California, organizations that really spend all day, every day working for us and protecting us. So I have faith because I see how hard people are working, and I really do try to focus on the positive.
With LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I was bullied a lot whenever I was younger. And one of the things that was really a powerful moment for me, I went from middle school to high school, and I was always intimidated to go into the boys' bathroom. I mean, I was forced to be a boy. And when I went from the middle school to the high school and I entered the bathrooms for the first time, I saw on the wall all this writing, the worst things about me. And most of them were just rumors. They weren't true. But in that moment, I thought, I can be the victim here and let this ruin me, or I can love myself enough and be positive about this situation. And I just had a moment where I thought, if they're taking the time out of their day to write on the wall, I must be something special. And that's kind of what I took with me. And, you know, I always encourage people who are bullied to keep a journal, to write things down, to keep a gratitude journal, to write things down that you love about yourself. You know, society will tell you that you're wrong. People will bully you and tell you that you're wrong. You have everything kind of against you, and really you just have to use these spiritual tools that I call them today. But my I am, I'm constantly writing, and I did this when I was younger. I am love. I am light. And I also use my imagination. It was really powerful for me as a child. When I was being bullied, I would go off by myself and I would start manifesting and imagining myself as this beautiful woman living in Los Angeles. And here I am today. I'm living the life that I always imagined. But, you know, it's important for me to always be there for people who are bullied and always kind of bring awareness to bullying. And I just recently joined Regenix Hair, and we're doing this whole amazing campaign about bullying, anti-bullying. And anytime I have some kind of beauty campaign or something going on, I really do want to educate people through that experience and use that platform to help people. So, yeah, we have this anti-bullying campaign, also a beauty campaign all together coming out soon. And a percentage of the sales go to Equality California. So it's really cool. I'm really excited. Regenix is a great company. The quality of their products is unbelievable.
How can people get information about Vanderpump Rules and your work?
People can go on my Instagram at itsmebillylee or itsmebillylee.com, my website. And then, you know, Vanderpump is on Bravo. It's also on Hulu. And, yeah, and then you can also go to regenix.com for my hair campaign. So it's all there.
What other projects are you working on?
I have a lot of things in the works right now. I'm working on some stuff with Dr. Drew, and I love him. But my main focus right now is really this bullying campaign and just working with Regenix. I had really damaged hair for the longest time. And, you know, I went on this mission to look for really good treatments for damaged hair and thinning hair. And I found Regenix, and then we just kind of fell in love, and now we're working together. So I'm just really excited for people to see this campaign. And yeah, there's so many amazing things in the works right now. I can't really talk about a lot of them, but I'm super excited.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Right now, I am so on my gratitude game. I'm really trying to lift myself up. I do believe the energy and the vibration of gratitude really does create abundance. And I've gone through some struggles with, you know, with an ex-boyfriend, and just as an activist, I'm constantly working, but I don't feel like my bank is getting filled up, and so I feel depleted sometimes, and I knew that I said, what is missing in my life? And gratitude was missing, and I've been on a gratitude journal. I have a t-shirt coming out, and we're doing a t-shirt line with the mission and challenge to be grateful. So we're doing a 21-day challenge, gratitude challenge, and then also I am launching a t-shirt, sweatshirt. But yeah, it's all about the gratitude. That's what's happening.